Now. What goes on behind these assistants?
Good job.
In the way of controlling the bureaucracy.
Is something I don't think we need to take a lot of time on, except to say that we're going to work with ASH so that every agency, every bureau, every aspect of the executive branch is brought into the system through one of either the super secretaries on the domestic side or through one of the principal assistants.
There are no independent agencies anymore.
Nobody reports directly to you from an agency, NASA and all that stuff.
Well, don't worry about the law.
This is
you delegate. See, you delegate your authority to the secretary.
Which you have the right to
do. The guy reports to you via somebody else, that's all.
We'll do all the paperwork. We can structure this thing so that the whole water's legal. That's not a problem. But the main thing here is...
Do you think you can sell a house in Rockefeller?
Yes.
Oh, I would think so.
If you could, you'd be a hell of an advocate. I don't think there's any question. I think you could sum it up. But the way to do it, and that's why I would like to run Roy Ash instead of Roy FB, is to use Roy Ash for selling a lot of this stuff. You got the Ash Council mystique. He'd be perfect with Rockefeller, John. He'd battle on for 8 hours when it was all done. Rockefeller wouldn't know which end was up, and he'd say, "My God, that guy's brilliant."
Of course, I keep going back to the Blue Room episode where Ash tried to sell it.
Never use it with a group.
Yeah.
Never use it with a group.
Yeah, John Conley is selling with a group.
That's right. But Conley will back you up on that.
Yeah. I think Conley's
with the new one. He's all there about this.
No.
He will not have.
I think
no loop, yeah.
He likes it. Basically, he wants a change.
I haven't gotten into the details in this, because we haven't. This is a hell of a complex thing. We're trying to untangle and simplify here.